The previous year, we finished off by explaining the difference between a ketz and nevuah. That a ketz means that the chachamim see it in the higher world that this is a special time for Mashiach. But lav davka actually has to happen. However, nevuah means that the Rebbe already sees it in this physical world. Many of you, those that listen to the shiur in person, and those that may be hearing the shiur in their car or in other places, ask me, what does it mean that the Rebbe said in Nevuah that he sees it? It's been 18 years, 19 years, and we have yet to see it. So what does this mean that the Rebbe is saying that it's a Nevuah, which is Bivados? So I want to share with you a general mindset that you have to have when it comes to the Nyanim of Mashiach. This mindset is explained by the Chassam Sofer in Shals HaTshuvas Chayshe Mishpat. I think it's Siman Tzadik Vav. And when you learn the Sichas of the Rebbe, you'll see how this all fits in a beautiful way. I will start by quoting a sikha of the Rebbe, Vayera Tovshin Nun Beis, where the Rebbe says openly, explicitly, that there's a big difference between our generation and the previous ones. He says, the fact is that every single generation, there is somebody that's fitting to be Mashiach. But because of our Averis, Hashem did not send them, so to speak, to take the Yidden out of Golos. However, in our generation, says the Rebbe, we don't only have the Metzius of Mashiach, we also have the Hizgalos of Mashiach, we have the revelation of Mashiach. So, what does that mean? The Rebbe is saying that the Hizgalos of Mashiach already happened, so what are we doing here in Golos? If the Hizgalos is supposed to happen, so why is there still war? If the Hizgalos, it really happened, so no, how come people don't know about them? These are all very, very big questions that people ask. The question gets bigger based on a letter of the Rebbe. The Rebbe wrote this letter in the early years, even before the Nesias, and the Torah's Menachem Chelek Aleph, in the old prints, was actually the first page. You will not find it in the current prints. It's a ksav yad that the Rebbe wrote. And in this letter, the Rebbe asks a question. Someone asked the Rebbe, how could the people at times of Bar Kochba, we know that everyone thought that he was Mashiach, how could people, including Rebbe Kiva, have thought that Bar Kochba was Mashiach if Eliyahu HaNavi did not come? There was no Eliyahu before, and everyone knows that Eliyahu has to come before Mashiach. So in our series of Eliyahu HaNavi, we actually brought down different opinions that say that Lav Davka does he have to come before. But Bepashtus, according to the Psukim, Eliyahu is supposed to come before Mashiach. So what's Pshat? So the Rebbe says that in the Hizgalos of Mashiach, there are three stages. The Rebbe says, stage number one is Hizgalos HaRishon de Mashiach. Stage number two is Nitzchayni B'Milchama, when he wins wars. And stage number three is Sheyedu B'Yakol, that everyone will agree that it's him. And he says, we're not yet sure as to before which stage does Eliyahu HaNavi have to come. This is a letter that the Rebbe wrote. So for years, many people have wondered, what is Hizgalos HaRishon, and what is this first Hizgalos that the Rebbe is talking about? What's the second Hizgalos? Exactly what is this all about? However, if you learn the Chassam Sofer inside, and the Rebbe tells us to learn the Chassam Sofer in the Sichas, you'll see a very beautiful picture that sheds light and gives understanding as to the Tkufa of Mashiach that we're in right now. The Chassam Sofer says that we have to look at Yetzias Mitzrayim as a, so to speak, mini Geula Shlema. And that all the things that happened then, that's what happens now. That's why it's so important that we learn from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's basically a replay. What's going on now is a replay of what's going on then. Then it was on a smaller scale, now just on a greater scale. The whole same story, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, tells you that we're going out of Golos, he disappears, and people make a chet egel, and they lose a muna, and they complain. The whole story keeps on repeating itself in the era before Mashiach. But anyways, the Chassam Sefer says like this. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu that four stages happened. Stage number one is he was born. And for 80 years, everyone knew that he was a tzaddik. And when he was born, people actually said, Noilad Mashiach Shel Yisrael, this guy is destined for greatness. Yet he did not do anything to prove his gula part. He didn't take Yidden out of Golos. He didn't do anything. He just was a special holy Jew who hung around the desert with sheep or in a palace of Pari. Very special and holy, but nothing, he didn't do anything. Why didn't he do anything? Because he wasn't told to do anything. So why? How? What right does he have to do anything? What power does he have? Then, in the middle of a desert, Hashem came to him in a burning bush, and nobody knew about it, and told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, from now on, your job has changed. Until now, you were a tzaddik, and a kaddish, and a holy person. At this point, you turned into Goyalon Shel Yisrael. You are the redeemer of the Jewish people. That's stage number two. Stage number three is Moshe starts doing activities that resemble his new job. He goes to Pare, screams at him, starts giving makis to the Mitzrayim. He does all the important things that the process of a Goyal has to do. And finally, the fourth stage is when the Yidden went out of Golos, Bepoyo Mamish, and that is when we celebrate the Yom Tov of Pesach, when the Yidden actually leave Mitzrayim. So he says that the same will be by the Gula Shleima. For many generations, you're going to have people which were like Moshe Rabbeinu in the house of Pare, special tzaddikim, which their neshamis are roi liyes goyel. They are fitting to be the Goyal. They were like Moshe Rabbeinu for his first 80 years of his life. At one point, says the Psalm Sofer, the Eibishter is going to come to one of these people, and it doesn't have to be in public, because just like Moshe Rabbeinu was in the middle of a desert, and he's going to tell him, listen up, Tzaddik, you are the righteous Mashiach that Yidden have been waiting for. The next stage is, he's going to do activities that Mashiach has to do. There are certain activities that Mashiach has to do with the Yidden and with the Goyim. Certain things that Mashiach has to do. And after that, we will actually go to Eretz Yisrael and the Geula Shleima. These are the four stages of Geula. The Tzaddik by himself, the appointment of the Tzaddik, the activities of the Tzaddik, and finally, the full goal of the tzaddik.